Well, Argentina, we saw that they were a bit disappointing in that first half, and I thought they were lucky that Bosnia scored that own goal. That was a very unlucky own goal. A rebound off a knee is a very unlucky own goal. So Bosnia could have felt a bit hard done by to be a goal behind. They equalized, but Argentina's defense was never great. Five at the back idea was just there to kind of pretend they had a defense, and then they went back to the formation they used in qualifying, the classic combination, shall we say, with Gago and Huguen on, and Messi pulled it out.
Yeah, Messi scored a wonder goal, and kept them in it and gave them the win.
But Messi has always shown that he needs those good attacking players around him because he creates chances from.
He is much more of a creator than a finisher.
Yeah,
he will create so many chances, it's not funny.
It's a bit churlish to say he's not a finisher when he scored like 80-odd goals last season. He's clearly a finisher as well.
let me rephrase that, maybe. He's a great creator in that he will create plenty of goals. He'll go score his own, but he's not the poacher as such. He's not the one that floats around and only just finishes the goals. He creates the goals and then creates his own goals.
That's true. And I think it's easier for him to create that goal and be more Messi-like if there's more players for him to feed.
Yes.
He needs to give people that.
Also means that if he's got others that he's feeding, the defence, he can feed people for 70, 80 minutes of the game.
Mm.
The defence starts to back off him because perhaps they forget who he is. They don't look at his back and see the name on it.
Yeah.
And that just gives them that slight yard of space where people are thinking he's going to pass, where he can then run and dribble and create some Messi magic, as he did for his goal.
We all know Messi's magic, and all football fans are fans of Messi, of course. He is a great player. With that being said, the other group on that bottom side of the draw, Group G, Germany play Ghana. Ghana have been disappointing. I can almost, if they lose a man, which can happen to this Ghanaian team, they're a bit temperamental at times, Germany could thrash them again. I think Germany were not really tested by Portugal because, Pepe had a nervous breakdown in the middle of the pitch.
He decided the best way to show how much Müller had been play-acting was to headbutt him in the...
Did foul him. There was an illegal contact on Pepe to begin with.
No, it was the other way around. Müller fell over because Pepe had his hand floating somewhere in the air in the general vicinity of Müller's head. So Müller fell over like he had been hit trying to draw a foul.
Yes.
Pepe got quite upset about the fact that Müller was just flopping around the ground since he hadn't hit him. And all replays show that he hadn't even got close to hitting him. He then went and rectified that situation by headbutting him.
Yeah.
That's what and then the ref, who had seen the fact that Müller just sort of decided to fall down on the ground and roll around a bit and gone, meh, whatever, then did see Pepe also go over and headbutt him and went, right, now I have to do something about it, and went and gave Pepe the red card, which he had to do.
That and a not quite fully fit Cristiano Ronaldo spelled the doom for Portugal.
We
all know that Germans are methodical.
Yes, and Portugal just looked flash in that game. They didn't really look anything going forward. They didn't really look anything at all. They looked They looked out of sorts. They looked out of ideas.
They're going to have to dig deep if they want to get a result against the USA.
Yes, the USA.
They can do it. A 70% Cristiano Ronaldo can help them get it. They won't have Pepe, so that's a plus.
That is a plus. That said, the States looked very good, and they fully deserved their win against Ghana.
Oh, yes, definitely.
I know we wrote off the States at the beginning of the tournament, thinking in this group they'll be going to be fourth, that the others are going to be too strong for them, and laughed a bit at the fact that the US media had been
talking themselves up
and how they. But I actually rate them a chance here.
Yep.
It's going to.
They have nothing to lose. They've still got another game in hand. They against Germany, which is not easy, but. They've got another game in hand, and they shouldn't fear Germany. They've got a lot of the inside knowledge on how this German team plays, thanks to their coach. And even if they were to lose to Portugal, they're still alive. Whereas Portugal need this. If they lose, they're out.
They're out, yes.
Same with Ghana. If they lose, they're out. And let's face it, they're going to lose to Germany, I think.
Unfortunately, yes. To be fair to Ghana, they're possibly not out.
Because if they lose to Germany?
If they lose to Germany, because they've still got Portugal to go. So that
there could be another situation with three teams on three points.
It does require USA to lose all the their two remaining games and ends up with three teams on 3 points.
It's not impossible, it's just improbable.
Last group, Group H.
This one, well, Belgium were lucky. Russia and Korea Republic threatened to put everyone to death by boredom, pretty much, on their game.
I was looking forward to that game, and then I was just like, guys.
That was the result both teams wanted, and they seemed happy with it, 1-0. Yeah. Belgium fought in, like, yes, Marouane Fellaini has done nothing for Man United all season, but he looks like he's a man on a mission, and he wants to prove to Louis van Gaal that he's worth a place in his side, and good on him. I hope he keeps this form. I think Belgium are class. They won their first game, and they had a scare.
Yeah.
And it's easier to improve once you've won than to improve from a loss,
I think. It's getting on they're on their front foot. They've got the win under the belt. They at least know they've got 3 points. Really, in any group, 4 points is probably to get through to get the next round. So, you know, you've got your three. You only need one more out of two games.
Yeah. If they beat Russia, they're definitely through, and I think that's going to motivate them.
Yes.
But, yeah, that's it. Well, on a slightly lighter note, we read today that the most fanatical support for both the Argentinian and Brazilian football teams comes not from Brazil, Argentina, or anywhere else in South America.
Or Central America.
Or anywhere else where Brazilians or Argentinians live at, that you may
In fact, that doesn't even come from Brazilians or Argentinians at all anywhere in the world. It comes from
my home country of Bangladesh. Well, I was familiar with this. I just never thought about it that closely. But yes, if you do walk into the wrong part of town wearing a yellow Brazilian jersey, you will get beaten up. Maybe even killed if it's during the World Cup. And what vice versa if you wore the blue and white stripes.
In the wrong place. What I found fun was the mayor in one of the western cities who tried to get people to take their Argentinian and Brazilian flags down because he was upset that because it was unpatriotic, and just about everybody they ignored him full stop. Just didn't even listen to him because football.
I think one of the things I hope for the sake of my home country that Brazil and Argentina don't meet in the finals because regardless of the result, I feel there could be a civil war. Anyways, on that note, we thank you all and hope you will come back to listen to us again.
Yeah, see you next week.
See ya.